Yeah, look, as any motorist would know, Catherine, at the moment, when you drive through the twin towns of Balbofenster and Oyler, the national primary road, the N15, which runs straight through the both towns, is in a terrible state of disrepair at the moment. It's causing huge potholes to form in the road, and it's causing great difficulties for motorists that are using this road. And this is one of the busiest thoroughfares in County Donegal. It's one of the main arterial routes which serve the county. And there are thousands upon thousands of cars using this road every day. And it's simply not acceptable that this road has been allowed to deteriorate to such an extent. And I'm calling on the TIA now to immediately release funding to improve the state of this road.
Has funding already been earmarked by the TIA as it relates to this road?
No. The funding that's spent on this road each year is the ordinary maintenance budget. And that in itself is woefully inefficient for the roads that we have here in the Stranorder electoral area. And the funding that comes from the TIA for ordinary maintenance of the national primary roads is nowhere near enough to maintain the national primary roads that we have in this area. And look, what's happened in Balbofenster and Stranorder is that a trench that was dug around 10 years ago as part of the national broadband scheme and the rollout of broadband to County Donegal, that trench has now collapsed in on itself, and the County Council, to their credit, are spending a lot of time filling in potholes and doing what they can to try and maintain the road surface, but they can only do so much. What we need is funding from the TIA to do a comprehensive piece of work on that road. Now, on the Balbofay side, thankfully, because we've got the new water main being installed by Irish Water in the coming months, that will see the road surface in the Balbofay side being done over the next few months. But certainly for Stranorder, there's no sign that there's going to be an injection of funding for Stranorder from the bridge at Balbofay and Stranorder right through to McLeay's Corner and on out. So we need the TIA to step up to the plate here and invest in that road, because it's vitally important that arterial route that serves the majority of County Donegal is upgraded to a sufficient standard for motorists to use on a daily basis.